Welcome to Accessibility Ally. It's a podcast featuring guests with a range of disabilities and social identities. They share provocative ideas and challenge allies to disrupt ableism. And I'm your host, Corey Melanson. Thanks for tuning in. On this episode of Accessibility Ally, we'll meet Eric DuPont, who's the manager at Two Crows Brewing, based in Halifax. We'll also chat with Jen and Andrew, and they are both adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, or IDDs, who work at Prescott. Prescott supports adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities find friendship, community, and success. They do this by supporting choice, creating social and economic opportunities through fair wage jobs, and enhancing life skills. It's not hard to make some small changes to be a more inclusive workplace, and really the benefits are many, including, you know, economic, the bottom line of your business, but also the change in workplace culture, really for the positive. On this episode, we'll learn how businesses can provide fair wage job opportunities for people with disabilities. So I'm so excited to have everyone here today. I would love for you to just introduce yourself briefly. Tell us a little bit about who you are, where you work.
I'm Jennifer. I work at Prescott and Two Crows Brewing Company.
Cool. I'm Eric DuPont. I'm the operations manager at Two Crows. We're a microbrewery in downtown Halifax. We've been around for 7 years, just celebrated our 7th anniversary. Pushing the envelope as far as, you know, beer in the city, I think of doing a bit more unique sort of funky stuff is what we're known for. Over the years, have kind of built up a bit of a reputation, sort of like nationally, I guess, doing some like cool collabs, known for our barrel aging. But yeah, just a funky, fun microbrewery in downtown Halifax.
And I'm Andrew Bryant, not Kobe Bryant.
Andrew, can you tell me what is Prescott?
Oh, Prescott is a place which I like to go.
Okay. And what do you do at Prescott?
Sometimes work, sometimes leisure.
Okay. All right. And Jennifer, what would you add? If you're describing to someone what is Prescott Group, what do you say?
I'm in custom creation, so we are making crafts to sell, and we just had our winter sale. We are talking about having our spring sale.
Amazing. And so who works at Prescott?
A lot of my good coworkers.
Okay, amazing. So Eric, you told us a little bit about Two Crows, but I'm curious, why did your business, or, you know, Two Crows, why did Two Crows partner with Prescott Group?
I have been involved with beer for going on 10 years now, and I've never worked at a brewery that didn't have some sort of inclusive employment. So I worked at a brewery in Alberta for a number of years before I moved here in 2019, and we had a member of the team who helped out on the canning line, who was, I'm not sure from what organization necessarily, but his name was Jim. He had an aide. He helped us out on the canning line. So it was sort of something, as soon as I got into beer, I was sort of familiar with from the get-go. I think the brewing industry is so new. It's been very open to adapting to diversity, inclusion, different hiring practices, giving sort of everyone the opportunity to be involved. So it's sort of something that I've just always been around. It was sort of when I moved here and got the job at Two Crows, I literally got hired like a week before COVID hit. So I was like, I was afraid I was the first to go when things got bad. But we kind of rode through it. I basically turned into a full-time delivery driver. And then I kind of got into my role being more on sort of the management operations side. And sort of during COVID, I think there was a big internal looking of the beer industry. Sort of just people who, from marginalized communities, women, lots of people who were just sort of speaking up against, you know, not having the best time in this industry and it being very male dominated, very white male dominated. So yeah, there was a lot of different conversations around that. We sort of have a friend and colleague out of Ontario named Ren Navarro, who runs an organization called Beer Diversity, who was having a lot of conversations about how do we get different people involved in the industry, and them talking as a person of color with their experiences and basically using that as a building block for how do we be better. So we, Stillwell Brewing and North Brewing, hosted an online session with them for the entire Nova Scotia brewing scene, and basically got them to come in just to kind of give an overview of like what some things people should be doing, whether it's inclusive hiring practices, whether it's having like your values, you know, on the door right when you walk in so people know exactly what you stand for, what's acceptable in this space, what's not. So going through different things like that, looking internally of how are we making sure that we're being as inclusive as possible. And from there, it really came down to sort of our hiring practices. So what do our job postings look like? Who are we reaching? You know, a lot of the times we were just posting on like social media. So we were just banking on like people who already knew about us and were like interested. So it was very much like, how do we cater to a different audience who like maybe doesn't know about beer, maybe wants to get involved, but doesn't feel like they're welcome.
What did you do differently with those job postings?
We started posting on like Indeed, just like making the scope of them reach a larger audience. You know, this is kind of going back to the session we had a couple of months ago, but the language. So, you know, changing little things up where, you know, a lot of the rules are like you have to lift a 50 liter keg by yourself, which a lot of people probably can't do. So just changing it where it's like, you know, you can be able to maneuver it with assistance of like a dolly, or like just using like different language where people don't feel like, oh, I can't do that, so I'm like not applicable for this role.
Right. Because a lot of people would see something like that, lift 50 pounds. Like I'd say, oh, I can't do that.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah. So just like little things like that. Yeah. And then obviously reaching out to organizations who are, you know, there to help support people who are looking to get, you know, meaningful employment. Yeah. And that's sort of where Prescott came in. So, it was originally just, you know, we'd like to, you know, get people with different abilities involved. And from there, it was sort of working with the, I don't know what Charlene's official role is, career practitioners, I want to say, who are sort of helping their clients get involved in the community, get these valuable sort of like work resources. Yeah, so we had them in a couple times. They sort of shadowed the different roles we had in mind. Saw, you know, the physical side of it, saw the social side of it, and then went back and sort of said, we have a couple people in mind. And Jen and Andrew showed up the next day, and here we are, almost 3 years later, right?
Wow, almost 3 years later. Yeah. So Jen, what did you think? Walking in there, you know, that first day or those first few weeks, like, what was the experience like for you?
I say, wow. It had so the cannon machine, all the things that we brew the beer. Like, I was nervous, but I say, okay.
Wow. Yeah. And Andrew, what about you? When you first started working at Two Crows, what did you think?
Eric said, we get free beer.
That's all you heard on the first day?
And the canning machine.
Okay, so you got free beer, a shirt, and you got to work on the canning machine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does that involve, working on the canning machine? What did you do, Andrew?
We canned boxes with beer that we make.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your specific role sometimes?
My specialty is making boxes.
Yeah, fastest hands in the West, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're
special. Very fast,
especially with my eyes closed.
Wow. Okay, I thought you were going to say your specialty was tasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and taste testing too.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
I'm on the. I used to put the cases of beer on the pallets. Now I'm at the end of the cannon line. I put the cases of beer into cases.
So you've been promoted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your nickname, Jen?
Hawkeyes.
Hawkeyes. Why do you have that nickname?
Because at the end, when the bear comes down the conveyor belt, I can spot a leaking can from far away.
So you can spot if there's anything going wrong.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
a dented can, a leaking can, Jim always picks them out.
So, yeah. Andrew, do you have a nickname?
Yes, I do.
What's yours?
Mine's Bigfoot.
I don't think we've ever called you that, but okay. No.
Okay. I was thinking like fast hands or like something like that.
Andrew's usually the DJ. So whenever Andrew's there, we're listening to
DJ Andrew.
We're listening to like Ashley Simpson or Hamilton or what else? Disney. Lots of Disney.
Lots of Disney. Okay,
so
cool.
Anytime Andrew's there, it's usually like a more eclectic playlist. But
yeah. So how often do you work at Two Crows?
Whenever they need me. And Eric's on me. It's called the Seven Shifts. So on my phone, when Eric does the schedule, the email come in, and that I work there from used to work from 7:30 to 11:30, but now I work from 7:30 to 1:30.
Okay, great.
Yeah, pretty seasonal. I mean, right now, I think we're canning Pollyanna like next Wednesday.
Right.
I think we have another canning day like 2 weeks after that. And then it'll sort of start to ramp up for basically spring. So come sort of like April, May is when it'll get pretty crazy. Really stocking up for like NSLC for the summer. Because obviously summer, like July, August, people take time off. Stuff like that. So we usually try to like really hit it hard in the spring, stock up, and then make the summer a little bit more chill. But
so what, Eric, what adaptations did Two Crows have to make, if any? Like how did the process work for you to partner with Prescott and, you know, have Jen and Andrew working with you?
Changing how we sort of like work with the team on the canning line. You know, obviously having a, you know, we have our head brewer who basically runs the canning line, can basically do it with his eyes closed. Our assistant head brewer, whatever Miles's official title is, he sort of helps like get the cans on the empty cans on the line, helps sort of facilitate like the forklift. And then we have, you know, someone at the end who takes cans off. So I think it was more so just adapting to having people on the team who maybe needed a bit more assistance. Yeah, and sort of just making sure that, like, we're very communicative. You know, obviously, it's a, you know, it doesn't stop. It's a assembly line. So it's, they're being filled, they're being labeled, they're coming off. Being able to, obviously, work with these guys, different work speeds, keeping it going as fast as it can, but also realizing that, like, you know, some of the employees need a bit more time. When things like the labeler, you know, act up. that really gums up the works. So paying more attention to different areas of the line than just your one specific job.
And sometimes the machine can be friendly, not so friendly.
Mm-hmm. It's hit or miss. It's pretty good recently, but sometimes
the canning machine can break down.
Yeah. Usually it's the labeler being finicky, and that sort of gives us some
the lids.
Yeah.
So what about other folks on your team who, you know, were working at Two Crows or who since have come on? So, you know, working with Jen and Andrew, what is that? What has the impact been on the team?
Yeah, I think it's been sort of like morale boosting, honestly. I think like everyone definitely has a bit more of like a pip in their step. When these guys are around, I mean, just like I said, like, you know, Andrew, when he's there, the playlist is sort of popping off. And I think like everyone responds to that really well. And I think like generally, I think people just really like the fact that like we are doing our part to be more inclusive. And I think people, whether they are, you know, relatively able-bodied or not, I think like everyone responds to that positively. In their own way. So yeah, I think like morale boosting, I think everyone's just like happy to be involved in a organization that's trying to do their best to include everyone.
Yeah. And like some businesses or some workplaces might say, oh, it just like feels like a lot, or it might be too much. Like, you know, what would you say to other businesses or workplaces that, you know, haven't considered some of these changes and maybe how they might work?
Yeah, I think like it's kind of an excuse, honestly. Like I think you could say that about anything, whether it's like hiring, whether it's like integrating a new way of doing things. For us, I mean, obviously it was a bit daunting. It was sort of uncharted territory at first, but really it's just like if you just do it, you'll figure it out. Yeah. So for us, it was basically just like throwing ourselves into it and just like learning as we went. So I think like really, and just talking to different organizations, whether it's you know, organizations that are trying to find people gainful employment, you know, organizations like Sea Change who are sort of like trying to, you know, coax employers to sort of start on this journey. It, from my perspective, it sounds like just getting, you know, the businesses to be on board is the hardest part. Once they're in, you know, there's all these resources and stuff that you have on the back end to sort of help facilitate it. It's really just like getting someone to make that like decision. And I mean, like, it's, you know, it's tough times out there for all small businesses. You know, we're not, you know, privy to that either. So I've realized that this is maybe not like at the top of everyone's sort of like list of things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think for us, you know, generally, I think it's just like we just made the decision to do it and we really haven't like looked back or regretted it or anything since.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, what's your favorite part of working at Two Crows?
Making boxes.
So you love making boxes. Like, do you like look forward to, hey, yeah, can't wait to go to Two Crows so I can make boxes?
Oh, yes. And taste testing.
Wonderful.
Can't forget the taste testing.
Canning machine breaks down, Eric calls us.
Okay.
And then we can get a day off.
Oh, so you like, you also like having a day off?
Sometimes. When the canning machine breaks down.
Yeah. Yeah. Jen, what about you? What's your favorite part of working at Two Crows?
Being at the end of the canning line.
Okay. You just feel like you're the like last thing that's like making it all work?
Yes.
Last piece of the puzzle?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. So Eric, what advice do you have for other workplaces?
If you're thinking about doing it, just do it. You know, one of the biggest things that helped us was, again, going back to like the resources, like we weren't alone when we started doing this. Like, you know, Jen and Andrew had at the time, one of their sort of aides was Adrian. So they came in every shift. They helped us through the training process. They helped us with sort of like, you know, each individual's different like way of learning things, way of like retaining information. So it helped on like more of an individual level. You know, we could do sort of like our own training, but then Adrian would kind of step in and like help push that forward even more until, you know, these guys were obviously independent enough to where they are now, where they can come in and they know the role, they know exactly what they're supposed to be doing, they know the ins and outs of the canning machine. So yeah, it really helped, especially, you know, like at the time, I mean, we've opened a new location since and we're basically doubled our staff. But at the time we were 11, 12 employees, including ownership. So like we're small, we're like a skeleton crew. We don't have like a lot of resources ourselves going on.
Yeah. So that resource came from Prescott.
Like totally,
Prescott provided that additional support and
So Prescott essentially was there through the basically first like 3-4 months, I'd say, of these guys being on site. So that really helped, especially for me, who's sort of the overarching, you know, hire and make sure everyone's trained up and doing their role. It really helped me just make sure everyone was, you know, make sure the canning line was still running, you know, functionally, you know, making sure that, you know, these guys were learning the skills they needed in sort of like a time frame.
It also means for you as a small business that that extra time or the extra support didn't land on you.
Totally,
right?
Yeah.
So Prescott provided that. Jen, what would you say if you like were talking to someone like Eric who owned a business and like, why do you think it's a good idea for businesses to have a partnership with Prescott Group or other organizations like Prescott?
Because like I once see my other co-workers get a job out in the community and it makes us feel like we are part of the team. And to all the different businesses, go see what Prescott is and all the participants and my point of view, you won't regret it.
Awesome. That's so great. Said. Yeah, definitely well said. What about you, Andrew? How do you feel working at Two Crows?
I feel great working there. Be there on time. Respect the co-workers. And the most pertinent thing of all, have attitude.
Have attitude, like a good attitude.
Have a good attitude.
Have a good attitude, yeah. Because I was going to say,
those are good points.
Yeah, because you have attitude here today. You've got your leather vest and your purple bow tie.
Andrew is like, possibly the best dressed person I've ever seen.
Yeah, like yeah.
He always has the leather vest. He always has the bow tie. No
I always dress like Michael Bublé.
Yeah. Okay, all right, awesome.
That's a good fashion role model to have.
So, Eric, what gives you hope for a more accessible future for small business? Like just in general, what gives you hope?
I think there's a lot of conversations happening around it, which is great to see. My partner is in the art space, and I feel like they're sort of like leading the charge on this, in regards to like everything from like, how do we make things more accessible, whether it's like, artists submitting work, doing events. Like, I feel like they're really leading the charge, but I'm sort of starting to see more conversation in the business world, which I think is really the start of it. I think if more people are talking about it, it's obviously not going away. And it's obviously like instilling, this is the future. Like the time to think about this is now. It's here to stay. I don't think it's going anywhere. So really, I think it's in everyone's best interest to think about it now and start implementing some of it. Because over time, I think, we're going to get to the point where we're looking internally at a lot of different organizations, whether there's 11 employees or whether there's 1,000,
mm-hmm.
and saying, what are you doing to make sure that you're as inclusive as you're saying?
Yeah.
I think that is a little bit of a thing going on right now, too, where, you see every job post and we're an inclusive employer. And, it's kind of just maybe a little of the, we have to put this in now. So I would like to see a bit more of the, like, what are you actionably doing about this? Like,
yeah.
What does your internal employee structure look like?
Beyond the words. What are the actions that you're taking?
Yeah. And right? I think that's the biggest thing for us. And, like, even when we interview people for taproom roles and everything, that's our biggest takeaway is we're actionable about this. Like, mm-hmm. if that value statement's on the wall and someone isn't, like, abiding by it, like, we're actionable. Like,
yeah.
we will... say you have to respect the way we want, people to be treated here, or else like you're not welcome here.
Yeah. It is really
actionable, I think, is like the biggest takeaway.
Yeah. And it is really inspiring to hear, like, you had 11 staff and then you built, again, more diversity in your staff and decided to take this on. Like you're not a big business, right? But there are so many businesses, so many organizations that are so much larger that aren't doing what you've done for the last 3 years and beyond. So it is a really, I think, an important story to share so that small businesses say, hey, yeah, wow, if Two Crows can do this, why aren't we doing this?
Yeah, totally.
Jen, before we wrap up, is there anything else you want to say to, the listeners?
People who looking for jobs, don't give up, because eventually it's amazing job that I have, and it's always awesome to work, and to don't give up hope. But I'm happy that Two Crows hired me and Andrew, so to if other businesses are listening, please partner up with Prescott, because I want to see my other coworkers out in the community with their jobs.
Yeah, great answer. What about you, Andrew? What anything else you want to say to people who might be listening to this?
I like you people of Halifax. Be awesome. Go to work at Brewery.
Wonderful.
Nice.
Eric, anything else you want to share?
No, I think these guys covered it.
Okay. So Andrew, Eric, Jen, I want to thank you for coming and sharing the story of the amazing partnership between Two Crows and Prescott Group.
That's a wrap.
Peace out.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Woo! Thanks for tuning in. You can learn more at our website, seachangecollab.com. That's seachangecollab.com. I hope you join us for our next conversation.